Lead yourself. Lead SA.
Well, how lovely to get a message on Facebook from Karen saying that Buckets of Hope spokesperson is so impassioned that I am in tears. And in Karen's view, the poorest of the poor are definitely those who cannot feel for the disabled. Lovely perspective, Karen, and thanks so much for sharing it with us. I have another Lead SA cause I'd like to share with you, and that's for those of you, and I know you are many in number, who are huge supporters of the plight of animals in need. At Christmas time, I know you might be saying, well, the dogs don't know it's Christmas, but someone's going to set us straight on that count is Yolanda Gerber, the co-founder of Santa Paws for Cause. Yolanda, it's lovely to have you with us. Good afternoon.
Hi, thank you for having us.
So put the cynics straight, because they say dogs don't know it's Christmas. Why do a Christmas collection for them? We actually know animals are particularly vulnerable over the holiday season, aren't they?
Yes, absolutely. You know, and also the people who work for the shelters. And so, you know, they're all already preparing themselves for the Christmas and the New Year's rush coming in. Mm. So, you know, not only alleviating stress for the animals, but also for the people working for the shelters.
Okay, now tell us a little bit about your organization, Santa Paws for Paws.
Yes, so we started in 2013, and our aim is to give township and shelter animals across South Africa a better Christmas. And we do this by providing each of them with a Christmas box that has been pledged and packed by our supporters. So what you can do is basically go onto our website, and you can pledge a box or numerous boxes for dogs or cats across South Africa. And you can also choose which province you live in and then choose a specific drop-off.
Okay, so you have an actual national footprint. It's not just Cape Town. Yolanda, what goes into a box for a pet at Christmas time?
Right, so we have five items that need to go into a box. It is something warm, so a jacket or a blanket. Then something yum, which is two of the items. It's a food item and then a snack as well, appropriate to the animal you've chosen. Mm-hmm. Then something useful, like a flea powder or a brush, something like that.
Yep.
And then a toy for the animal as well.
Okay, are there any limitations on the kind of toys? Because I know, Yolanda, sometimes with the very best intentions, people might pack something that's really not appropriate, that might, for example, pose a choking risk to a young dog. Do you set any sort of restrictions on that item?
You know, well, we don't set restrictions, but we do ask the people to think about, you know, if they're sending it to a puppy, not sending a teddy bear with loose buttons or eyes that can be chewed off, you know, and swallowed, and hooves and things like that, that the staff members of the shelters don't always have the time to sit with the animals and watch them play with things. Mm. So it needs to be something that is safe all the time.
Okay, now talk us through the logistics, Yolanda. Somebody goes onto your website, santapaws.co.za, and decides they'd like to pledge. It's very easy. Right there on your landing page is a big green button that says pledge now. You click on that to show your commitment. What happens from there? You go and collect all the items, pack them together, and do what with them?
So when you register and pledge your boxes, you'll choose a drop-off throughout South Africa. Cape Town has 15 drop-offs throughout that you can choose from. And then once you've packed your box and pledged it, you'll get an email with a barcode on that and the label that you'll put on your box. And this is just for your volunteer to actually tick off on the back end that your box has been received. So you'll stick this on your box or bag or however you package your items. And then you'll go drop it off on the given dates that is specified for your drop-off.
And then how does your team distribute that, Yolanda? It must be quite a big job.
It is quite a big job, you know, and we are 100% volunteer-based. All of us have full-time jobs, you know, so this is evenings and weekend work. But we basically have a shelter allocated to each person, and we know where they'll go, and we check the boxes that there is everything in, because shame, you know, we don't want the box to arrive then there's one item and then somebody forgot to put the rest in. Mm-hmm. So we'll check that the box is ready for them, and then we'll send it off. And in December, we all make a big thing about it, and we go to the shelters, and we go and play with the animals and hand out their presents for them.
Yolanda Gerber, I hope Cape Talk listeners will come to your support. I'm looking at the website and seeing a target of 3,750 boxes for the year. Just quickly tell us, how close are you to reaching that target?
Yes. Well, we start with a small target every year and then lift it up as we go. I think last year, nationally, we did about 4,500 boxes. So we're hoping to do that as well, because every year, unfortunately, with the economy, the support needed by the shelters are also growing bigger. I know from a Gauteng point of view, we started 5 years ago with 10 beneficiaries, and this year we've got 54 different beneficiaries.
That's where we have to leave it. Yolanda Gerber, thanks so much for chatting to me, co-founder of the Santa Paws for Cause project. Please visit their website, Santa Paws, P-A-W-S, santapaws.co.za. It's very easy to pledge, and we hope you will do so. Yolanda, thanks for joining us today.